This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio for real. This is Lock and Load. And I've actually been in sort of a bit of withdrawal here because the last two, I had sort of like this, it was like a supercell sort of pop in my general vicinity. I got the hailstorm, I got the high winds. I didn't go outside to look for a tornado. I thought that might not be too wise. And then it knocked the internet out for like, it just came back today. So that was Monday. This stuff always happens right at showtime. And on Showtime on Monday, of course, I always kick off with my next guest. So in order to get past certain parts of my withdrawal, he's going to be like sort of my, I don't know, whatever the drug is to come off of heroin, I need it. And because I didn't get it this week. So joining me again is podcaster and writer, Rob Morse.
Bill, we were going to, you know, I was frightened. I was afraid to look out the window or look at the newscast from South Carolina. I thought they'd be showing me pictures of a tornado with this crazy woman on a bicycle, a girl named Dorothy, and this little dog named Toto. You got scraped off the earth for a while.
As we went driving around and everything, there was plenty of stuff knocked over and everything, but the internet outage was spotty on between Greenville, South Carolina, and Charlotte, that's about 140 miles. So everybody that was serviced by my ISP was pretty much knocked out over those 3 days.
On one hand, you know, you go darn. On the other, you go, wow, we're dependent on ISPs for our livelihood these days. Glad you're back.
This is going to be one of these prepper things. I'm trying to figure out how to get past it and find me a prepper to talk about this, because this was a perfect example of getting too dependent upon, technology. On the other hand, I don't know any other way to send the show to GCN, so.
Wow, yeah. You and I have done shows where we drove and got cell service or said, can I borrow your landline for an hour or three? Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah.
Hey, where should we – did you get a chance to talk about that self-defense story out of Titusville, Florida yet?
Is this the one where the school event where the guy got
mad? Yes.
I have not.
The reason I want to, I do a podcast called Self-Defense Gun Stories. One of the things I was just exposed to, just brought to my mind, when you and I go to the range and we practice, in air quotes here, self-defense, we'll go, we'll shoot a little bit, we'll touch the gun, shoot a little bit. Then we look at our buddy and go, hey, you want to compete now? Okay, let's do it for score. In the real world, there is no warm-up. Mm. There's not even a ready, set, go buzzer. It's just, oh my gosh, it's happening. And you find out how far you are behind when you finally figure out that you got to solve this problem. The scenario here, the situation is a before school donation program where someone was doing a charity event for disadvantaged kids. Here are school backpacks, the papers they need, the pencils, right, the pads, the erasers. If you don't have it, it kind of stinks on the first day of school.
Yeah.
If you can't get it for your kid, here's a chance. Someone's trying to give back to their community.
Right.
A guy who's got a beef meets his nemesis. They fight. One of the combatants goes back home and comes back with a gun and decides to have a shootout right in front of where they're having this charity event.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So here are all these parents and kids, and a concealed carry holder happens to be in the crowd.
who unfortunately did not go to tactical response, because any dude that's going to get out there and fire into a crowd with a bunch of kids in it should be dispatched. But you please continue.
Yeah, well, our concealed carrier sees this thug start to go down. There was somebody there who was live streaming the event, a DJ of sorts, and all you hear is bang, 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 bang. What we can't tell is how many of those were the gunfight and how many of them were the concealed carrier who ended the gunfight. We do know that the attacker took one shot to the head and he was out. Wow. Okay, so here, this is a nightmare scenario. Bill, I'm going to take you to the range. Here it comes. Cold shot. By the way, don't reach under your shirt and feel where that gun is. Wherever it is, you have to live with it.
Yep.
First shot of the day. Other people in a crowd. So your target, there is no safe direction. On the other hand, he's about to kill people because the attacker is shooting into a crowd. A moving target, certainly. And you have to make a headshot because wounding this guy doesn't solve the problem.
Nope.
Do we have a James Bond award? Because this guy should get it.
Yeah, that was. Do we know what range he had to engage this person?
I don't. No. And the video doesn't. The video itself shows people running. It doesn't show the defensive encounter at all.
Dude must have been very effective, though, because, I mean, he had to go from, you know, sitting back and going, am I going to get any stars from Starbucks today for this or not, to a, you know, armed combat scenario in the blink of an eye, and he did it.
Yeah, yes, it's in 2 seconds, zero to full speed. And, you know, I think that's the rule rather than the exception.
I agree, because you don't hear that much about armed civilians that have to actually engage with a gun, shooting the wrong person.
Right.
Unlike the NYPD, unfortunately.
Well, there are two issues there. One is their accuracy.
Right.
And the other is their information. When there's a domestic call, the police come in, and they don't know that your son-in-law is trying to restrain the crazy uncle, and they end up shooting the son-in-law. Right? They don't know who belongs and the background. So you and I have the advantage that the police don't have. Nor do we, you and I probably train. If you and I, if our listeners train more than once a year, we probably train more often than the police.
Yeah.
And we don't have a 12-pound trigger.
Well, and the other thing is that when with a civilian, and I think this is something we have to take into consideration. When a civilian doesn't have time to think about what they're about to do.
Interesting.
Whereas when a cop gets the call, if they're 5 minutes away or 15 minutes away, they got 5 minutes or 15 minutes to consider, I'm going to a gunfight.
And you know what makes that so fascinating? Do you remember what we did learn when we were in Camden? That one of the hardest things to do is to holster your gun.
Right.
Because it's over. Now you've had that minute for the complete adrenal dump to just drive you crazy, and you lose the feeling in your fingers. You literally go numb. You can't feel it as you try and holster. That's why civilians have so many negligent discharges after the armed encounter, because they're numb. I wonder if police are riding the other side of that adrenal bump. And for them, the holstering, you know, they've already survived the adrenal dump, and whew, now they're cooling off. Wow.
It's an interesting dynamic, to be sure. We got the first break in the hour coming up. Rob Morse is a writer. He is at Slow Facts WordPress blog, which is the original destination for anything that he writes. Then from there, it might get picked up, or probably will get picked up as a featured article at ClashDaily.com with the very shy and retiring Doug Giles, or at Amoland.com, where a lot of his stuff shows up. And then there's the podcast, the audio content that he does. Self-Defense Gun Story is a very unique podcast in all of it, all in this particular niche, the only one I know of. And the Ensemble Cast at the Polite Society podcast. He's involved in all of that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Rob Morse. Let me just rehash that. I'm very pleased with the way that worked out in Florida. But that's the way that normally works out whenever there's an armed citizen present, isn't it?
It is. It's even more so in cases where the person or the attacker wanted to have mass casualties rather than just two guys with a personal beef.
Right.
And in that case, the difference is not just one or two people who are injured, but a dozen. It's not that the police wouldn't like to be there and solve it. It's that 15-minute response time. Wow. Well, what's the typical? It's going to take at least a minute before 911 even gets the phone call.
Right. They got to figure out where. They got to figure out what's going on. They got to try to get somebody close. And you know, and just to give it, I mean, reaction time. I think the way this works with an armed citizen present, the average loss of life is 2.5. So that means. Which Clackamas Mall is a pretty good example of that because you had 2 killed, 1 wounded, and then the guy was coming out there, and then he encountered Nick Nelly, Anthony,
right.
Nick Nelly, whatever his name.
I think Nick. Yep.
Yeah. Encountered him, and that was the end of that because he encountered the armed civilian. But then when you wait on the police to show up, it's about 18.
Wow. Wow. I knew
that there was. That may have gone up since Las Vegas and
that's why.
Pulse. Yeah.
Yes, that's what drove up those numbers. It used to be a dozen. But somebody, one of my instructors explained that first number. Most of us, if we're in a crowd, we're in the mall. It does happen. I mean, sometimes an attack happens right in front of a concealed carry holder. Remember, there was one up in Minneapolis area. And this guy was a auxiliary police officer. He ran a shooting range. And this Muslim terrorist started to shoot up the mall right in front of him. And he shut it down, I think, after one shot. If you don't see it, you don't believe it. You don't recognize what's happening. It's, wow, what's that sound? And then you turn toward the sound. And then you hear it again. You go, oh, wow, that is a gunshot. Observe, orient. Then you're trying to find it, and somewhere between the second and third shot, you identify what's going on,
yeah.
And you end it. It seldom makes it to a fourth. It's hard to stop it in less than two. Usually we respond by four. That's where you end up with that 2.5 number, which when you think about it is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's pretty good. That's really, really good. But at the same time, I mean, what you're talking about is just that the brain has to figure out what's happening and actually get you going.
Yes.
And I wonder how a trained person reacts to that, because I still contend that we haven't seen a self-defense shooting from somebody trained at like a tactical response, because most people don't get shot 6 or 7 times before they go down in a self-defense encounter.
The one there's a strange story. Again, we can argue whether it's accurate or not. A guy, I think, was coming home from like an IDPA or USPSA event, and some guy tries to carjack him. He's not carrying at the time. He has to reach into the back of it, you know, behind the seat to get this, and then the carjacker has a really bad day. That's a couple years old, but that's right. The only one I know that even really comes close. You're right.
So that part of it is, but I'm glad that went that way. And I'm sure we'll hear more of those. I mean, there's more of those going on, right? It happened 6,000 times a day while you and I were getting ready to do this. It happened 6,000 times.
Right. We don't have too much longer. There was a news item that caught my eye, and you brought it to mind because you said instead of you were changing the byline for your show. Was it All Things Freedom?
Yeah.
From All Things Firearms.
Yeah, because I've been in this. But Facebook has put me in their algorithm. I can't even. I've got one company that sells this really, really good underwear that is the. You know, for taking a class like in Camden, I was using it. That was my test bed for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. It, you know, and looking at those instructors out there, they were in agony from the heat. And I never got to that point, and you never got to that point. But for me, I just wanted to promote that on Facebook. And with Facebook, what they have done is with these business pages, they have sort of throttled it down about 70% so that you're only getting like 30%. Yeah, followers, you only about 30% of them are going to see what you post, so they want you to boost it.
Yes.
And I can't boost it. They won't let me boost anything. I can't boost the underwear. I can't boost to get likes for my page. I can't do any of it.
There's WeMe, and what's the other one?
MeWe.
Yeah, it just doesn't have the reach that Facebook has, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I hear about the alternatives all the time, and I mean, they are alternatives. Vimeo would be a good alternative for YouTube. Except, you know, how many people do you hear of that come up to you and go, hey, Rob Morse, I'm a Vimeoer.
Right. I saw your video on Vimeo. Nah, yeah. Not enough.
Vimeo is a destination, but I mean, YouTube has got to be where everything goes.
So far.
Yeah.
But the reason you came to mind was when we get back, maybe we'll dig into it. I've been hearing about some scandals in West Virginia for a while.
Sure.
The Supreme Court got a budget to pretty much a blank check. All the justices had a blank check to redecorate their office, and they spent between $100,000 and $500,000 per judge.
Okay.
Well, that didn't go over well. This isn't a election year, and the West Virginia Judiciary Committee met and impeached all of them.
Well, now that sounds exciting. We're going to talk about that next, then, huh?
I bet. Holy cow. There's some new appointments.
Yeah, that's. I guess Trump will be looking at that one pretty hard. When he'll be like, "What happened? Oh, the Trumpian world continues on."
He won a few in the election in the primary elections yesterday. Some of them were squeakers that shouldn't have been. Come on, guys, do your job, get registered, get out to vote. But it is fascinating to think how politics has changed in the age of the internet. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Well, they get the information. You know, with the advent of podcasts and YouTube, and I mean, there's been an awakening due to that. But we're going to talk about that when we get back. In the meantime, Rob Morse, podcasts, self-defense gun store is a unique one. Nobody else does one like that. And the Polite Society podcast, check those at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, anywhere you can find a podcast, that's where they are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
Republican Congressman Chris Collins of New York was arrested and charged with insider trading today related to an Australian biotechnology company. Jeff Berman is the attorney for the Southern District of New York. He explains the charges against Collins.
Congressman Collins was told some confidential and highly sensitive information about Innate, information that was not yet made public, namely that Innate's main drug, the drug Innate was developing to be the backbone of its company, was a total failure.
The Trump administration will impose sanctions on Russia under a chemical and biological warfare law following the poisoning of a former Russian agent and his daughter in the UK earlier this year. Your final numbers on Wall Street for this Wednesday, the Dow was down 45 points to close the day at 25,583. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. There are just too many times that people have tried to look inside. This is one of the reasons I don't do a video feed anymore, because I just slid up the wrong pot part of it. And when that happens, then you're sliding and you start to do your talk thing and nothing's happening. Then you look around like an idiot, like I just
did. Drama of live radio.
Yeah, this is why you don't do a video feed when you're doing your show.
This is why they have the camera focused on the host rather than the engineer, who has this panicked look on his face for a split second.
Well, that would be quite amusing, too, especially with some of the gaffes that I make on the... It'd be quite amusing to have a camera in Minnesota. Maybe I ought to shoot for that. That would be a very entertaining show. So, anyway, talking to Rob Morse. Talking to Rob Morse, the writer, podcaster of... Where do you want to go? Where do you want to go with what we were talking about?
I want to jump back to West Virginia because it's such a new media moment. Corruption is classic. It goes back tens of thousands of years. But what's amazing, and corrupt media goes right along with it. Newspapers used to be known for their political bias. As long as there have been newspapers, probably before there was movable type. But what's fascinating is secondary media. Bill, there was a time when the major cities in a state could have covered up a corruption scandal like this. Said, wait a minute, these judges are on the right or the left. They're our side or your side. They'd write a couple editorials and be able to smooth everything over for the election. And that's a lot harder to do than it used to be.
Yeah.
These days, there's too many different eyes looking at the event going, nah, that doesn't wash. That's just wrong.
I was looking at something today. And I mean, with the advent of social media, with the advent mm-hmm. of smartphones and everything, I was a big Prince fan. And I was watching this documentary about the last year of Prince's life.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a concert at Obama's White House. And it was supposed to be a very hush-hush event. everything else. And Al Sharpton got out there. He left prematurely and tweeted it out, and that's how it got out. Because he tweeted it out. He couldn't contain that. And that's just the way these kind of, you know, these information is getting out nowadays. There's always somebody leaking something. It's, and I don't know if that's good or bad. In certain cases, I don't think it even matters. But in the case of, like, what you're talking about, there was a time when that would never have seen the light of day.
My comment is, yes, it could have been hidden. And if it wasn't hidden, it could have been excused because the major papers were so influential. That's right. How we got our, you know, there weren't three channels on TV. There were two newspapers. One might have been a weekly, and you got, you know, your news was on your porch every night. And now we get our news every 30 seconds in our cell phone. Wow.
Yep. Yep.
So the times have changed, and I think it's for the better. Now, that means we also can get fed a lot of silliness, like The View can pretend to be news, but that's up to us. We have sources. Now we have to choose better sources. Welcome to the marketplace.
Yeah, I look at The View. I'm looking it up right now. I look at The View like I look at CNN. I mean, yeah, okay, they're on TV. But who's watching them? How many people are watching them? Let's see.
Good point. Now, who was it? You were talking to somebody who's, you were on Mark Walter's show where you said, like, between the two of you, you had audience coverage that was larger than some of CNN's programs.
Yeah.
Wow, that was mind bending.
Well, it's not so much about how big he or I are. It's more about how bad they are. that's the honest truth about it. But the fact of the matter is that there are more people. And look at what happened in the election. All you got to do is look at how many states Trump won, 33.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the same. They had the same access to primary and secondary media that everybody has. And I would have to guess that some of them were listening to people like me and you.
Yeah, yeah. What the legacy media is as political as it ever was. Well, yes, I'm going to stick by that. They haven't exceeded their previous poor record, but you're right. They're more consistently political now, and we're not buying it. We've got alternatives. That's wonderful. I love this country. I love the new media. I have 1,000 sources of information at my fingertips. It makes it a little harder to sort out the truth from the lies, but I like that the truth is in there somewhere for me to find.
Now, if you look for audience numeric size, just pure numeric size, and get away from all of the ratings minutia talk that comes with share and time and prime time and all this other stuff. Back in 2015. The View had 200.88 million viewers.
Wow.
Which makes them small. I mean, Lars Larson has a bigger audience than that.
Okay, now he's a West Coast radio celebrity.
Yeah, I guess he is. I don't look at anybody that does what we do as a celebrity.
Well,
if somebody when somebody comes up to me and says, "Hey, are you famous?" I just look at them and say, "You just answered your own question." So I don't look at anybody in radio as being a celebrity. I do look at, but everybody now to people that are consumers of media, yes, that may be the case. But 2.88 million, I have no trouble confidently saying that you have been exposed to more people than that.
Right.
Already. So Our audience is out there, and their audience is anemic.
Well,
and you can tell that in the election.
And think of what you and I just covered recently in the news, or what we heard, and how this plays together with your point. You and I were embarrassed by the murders in Chicago over the weekend.
Sure.
That hurt. That hurt. News came out of the Republicans who were taking money from the pharmaceutical companies and insurance companies that profited from Obamacare. And they're the guys who didn't vote to repeal Obamacare. And you go, now we know why, even though they voted against it before. When it came to cutting off that campaign funds, they voted for it.
When Obama was in office, how many times did they vote to repeal it?
Dozens.
When they knew it was going to be vetoed and die when it got to the president's desk. So that was a freebie for them. They got to get out there and say, yes, of course, we're watching out for the best interests of our constituents. Obamacare is an abomination. And then when they finally get somebody up there that will sign it, if they send it to them, well,
Their campaign manager said, are you sure you want to get rid of that $100,000 donation? Well, guess what? Now you can't hide that. It's pretty clear what you did. Some of these recent elections, just the other day, had shown that the old politics is playing. It's harder and harder to get away with that game.
Right. And it's primarily because of everything that comes out about all these cats and everything else. And, whatever they do, it will come out in time.
You can have three people can have a secret if you kill two of them?
Yeah. We're coming up on the next break. I like that. I might have to remember that one. My guest is Rob Morris. He is a podcaster. He is a writer at Slow Facts WordPress blog. Articles are featured at Amoland.com and Clash Daily. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Rob Morse from the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, from the Polite Society podcast, writer at the Slow Facts WordPress blog, featured writer at MON, featured writer at Clash Daily, and wherever else they reprint it. You probably should get like a royalty every time. That should be like a multiplier.
Freddie talked about paying me. I should probably call him up and say yes. That's the editor owner at
Freddie. Yeah, you should definitely take him up on that if he's, because I don't know if you noticed, but some of his more resolute contributors, it seems to me like they're sort of not doing as much, and you're still quite prolific, and you know, content is king.
Yeah, I could scrape all that together and go buy a cup of coffee. Yeah, we'll talk to him probably at GRPC.
Yeah, but you would be buying it with Freddie's money.
Yeah, it's only a cup of coffee, but it's his money. Hey, let's go back to Chicago, because it's a tragedy. And if you haven't seen it, between at least 74 people were shot, 12 more killed. That was between 3 p.m. on Friday and 6 a.m. this Monday in Chicago. That's
basically an Aurora.
Yeah. A Parkland, an Aurora.
No, Parkland didn't have that many people wounded.
So. Right. But now it's horrific. The news media sort of covered it, but it went away. And then somebody said, well, wait a minute, put that in perspective. If that was a crazy white teenager who killed a dozen of his classmates, it would fill the news for 100 hours. But when it's MS-13 over the weekend in Chicago, it's there and gone. And the Chicago media doesn't cover it.
No, they don't. And, you know, one of the things that I think about all the false stuff we hear about race relations here in this nation.
Right.
And then I see what's happening in the inner city of Chicago, where, you know, I've sent you some literature. We both know what goes on in the inner city of Chicago. We both know why it goes on in the inner city of Chicago. And I don't understand why there hasn't been some sort of a minor revolt in Chicago. I mean, they sort of got one going on right now, don't they? Because they're demanding that Emmanuel resign or something, which somebody should be doing that anyway. But
right. And don't stop there. They've got, I think, a 30-person city council. A lot of them have to go.
All of them have to go. They should start. I don't see why you would keep any of them. I'm sure, well, Bill, there's some nice aldermen. Get rid of all of them and start all over fresh again.
Well, and the heartbreaking part is we're told that black and brown lives are treated as if they don't matter in the mainstream media. And we're all, hey, that's wrong. All lives matter. Black and brown lives matter. And then the media goes and buries a story. Oh, my God. What? They're afraid of losing tourist dollars. They're afraid of real estate advertising if they highlight the dangerous neighborhoods. Talk about putting the dollar before people's lives. That's dangerous hypocrisy. We need to, that is a political system that needs to be uprooted, and the journalists are burying it for a buck. Gosh, that, oh. Can you tell I'm upset?
Yes, well, I mean, everybody should, see, the gun grabbers that are out there that are against gun violence, the difference between me and you and any gun grabbers, we're against violence.
Right.
We don't make a delineation between what the tool is that they use for the violence. We just don't like violence against innocent people. So if they want to go against gun violence and to, you know, to use Sam Kinison's terminology, wouldn't you go to where the gun violence is?
Right. Right. Where's Jesse? Where's Al? Where's the hog child? Yeah, come on. Get your bottoms to the south side of Chicago and fix this.
Right.
On the other hand, the politicians have so messed up that city. That's where I went to school. It's where I got my first job. It used to be called the city with broad shoulders. You'd go through the newspaper. That's where you found job listings in those days. I found a dozen jobs. I never went back to California. Started my work career right there after I graduated from school. And it's not that anymore. They've gutted it. And rather than shoulder up to their mistakes and fix them, they go, it's guns from out of state. Yeah, that's the problem. It's what some other state did rather than what we did to Chicago, what we did to Illinois. I've seen it with my own eyes. It breaks my heart. And it's people's, it's a third world country.
I know it is. And I mean, it's almost like, well, I have heard that the Zetas, or is it the Sinaloas? I've heard one of those drug gangs uses Chicago as one of their hub for the U.S. operation. And I, you know, most of this, all of this inner city gangland violence is all drug based anyway. So, I mean, and all of this really took a hold during Obama's tenure.
Right. He did. It did. And you have to wonder, because remember, this is the city whose corruption dates back to the Prohibition era. Would we be better if we put in a federal task force and they said, we can root out corruption in government. We can't stop the drug trade. We're going to conduct an experiment that legalizes drugs so that we can strip the money out of the drug trade? Or is that corruption now so embedded, the difference between the kickbacks the politician gets and the kickbacks that the drug gangs extort from local businesses, have those just blurred together? And you really have to get rid of all of it. Tough to tell. I don't know.
Yeah. It's not an issue that's going to be solved. It would be solved if they had better education, if the family was intact. It's going to take generations to do this. They got to stop breaking up the families. They got to give them the educational opportunity, and they got to have the economic opportunity close to home, because people who live in these big cities don't have cars.
Right.
So it's got to be something they can walk to or something they can commute to. And it's got to be, but I mean, they got to start with the family first. They got to let the family stay intact.
And you're right on both counts. Before we get to there, we've got to stop digging. You know, the first rule of holes, when you're in one, stop digging. And their answer is, when you ask a Chicago politician what they need, they'll tell you, oh, we need higher taxes and more gun control. I go, isn't that how we got in this hole in the first place.
But isn't that what you got already? That's another question. Don't you already have that?
Right.
How do you make your gun control more when it's already pretty much verboten here in town?
One of the shocking news articles about the murders in Chicago, these days after the thugs shoot somebody, they don't run. They just walk away. I don't need to run. There's not going to be an honest citizen there with a gun who's going to shoot back.
Nope. Wow. And the cops aren't going to be there. I mean, even if they are riding, I mean, I'm pretty sure the Ferguson effect is still very much happening in Chicago.
There's a consent decree that is one of the largest ever because, oh, the police, by the way, there's a very large minority groups are strongly represented in the Chicago Police Department. It's not like it's just a bunch of white guys. The police department looks like Chicago.
Yeah.
But a consent decree was put in place so that you can't profile by stopping only blacks. Well, excuse me, on the South Side, it's, you know, there's a large minority population. Of course, the bulk of the people we're going to stop are going to look like the people in the community.
Well, I mean,
oh, well, now we're going to document that because you have to do paperwork on every conversation you have.
Well, profiling is something I could, I mean, I don't have enough time to get into the profiling thing. We'll have to pick that up another day, sir.
Next Monday.
Next Monday.
Hey, let's tease it. Who's coming up next? Because you've got me curious.
Stephen Stromboli is one of the attorneys for Mr. Young in Young versus the State of Hawaii on the Ninth Circuit case that has been decided, where the Ninth Circuit came down and said open carry is constitutional in the United States. And he's joining me in about a few minutes.
I have to listen to that. That's going to be so cool.
Yeah. So please do. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. You heard the tease. That's what's coming up next. We'll be right back. Hour number three, Inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is relevant with the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.